Welcome to the 17th session of the Forex Trading Audio Course by Bullish Minds. As you all know, we have learned all the basics of trading. Now we are learning real trading, which is technical analysis. As this is an audio course, we have some limitations to explain the concepts visually. Therefore, throughout these technical analysis sessions, we are providing a PDF for you to understand the concepts clearly. I highly recommend you open up the PDF and then listen to each lesson. PDF link is given in the description. In this session, we are going to learn about candlesticks in charts. In financial markets, we mostly use candlestick charts instead of line charts. In the provided PDF, go to session 17. There you will be able to see the difference between a normal line chart and a candlestick chart. A candlestick chart consists of a series of candles, each representing a specific time period. Let's say we are using 5-minute candle. In other words, we are in the 5-minute time frame. That means each candle in the chart represents 5 minutes and each of these candles takes 5 minutes to form. If you take 12 candles in this chart, they represent 1 hour, since 5 times 12 is 60 minutes. In the candlestick chart given, you will be able to see two types of candles, green and red candles. What is the difference between them? Yes, you guessed it. A green candle says the price is moving upwards, while a red candle says the price is moving downwards. Now let's look close attention to both of these candles. On the next page, you will be able to see 5-minute candle breakdown of the green and red candles. The green candle represents the upward movement of price in a 5-minute time frame, and the red candle represents the downward movement of price in a 5-minute time frame. A candle has a body and wick, also called the shadow. Let's learn them in detail. 1. Body. Imagine the price of EURUSD is $1.10 at the start of the candle, known as the opening price of the candle. After 5 minutes, let's say the price reached $1.30, which is called the closing price of the candle. As you can see here, the closing price is higher than the opening price, which forms a green candle. The body of the candlestick represents the opening and closing prices of the asset during the time period. If the body is green, it means that the closing price was higher than the opening price. 2. Upper wick or upper shadow. The upper wick or shadow represents the highest price reached during the time period. For example, before EURUSD reached its closing price of $1.30, within this 5 minutes price went to $1.40 and eventually came down and closed at $1.30. This creates a wick outside the body of the candle. If the upper wick is long, it means that the price rose significantly during the period, but ultimately closed below the highest price. In our case, EURUSD closed at $1.30. 3. Lower wick or lower shadow. The lower wick or shadow represents the lowest price reached during the time period. For example, after the opening of EURUSD at $1.10, the price went down to $1 and eventually went up to the high of $1.40 and closed at $1.30 after 5 minutes. If the lower wick is short, it means that the price remained relatively stable during the period and did not reach a significantly lower price. Now, in the case of the red candle, the top of the body represents the opening price and the bottom of the body represents the closing price. Just like green candles, red candles also have high and low, which form wicks outside the candle. Now let's see the flow of a green candle in detail. Assuming that the candlestick is a 5-minute green candle, it means that the time period is 5 minutes and the price has gone up during that period. Here's how the flow of the 5-minute green candle might look. Step 1. Open. The opening price is the first traded price during the 5-minute period. Let's say the opening price is $1.10. Step 2. Low. The low price is the lowest traded price during the 5-minute period. It may occur at any point during the 5 minutes. Let's say the low price is $1. Step 3. High. The high price is the highest traded price during the 5-minute period. It may occur at any point during the 5 minutes. Let's say the high price is $1.40. Step 4. Close. The closing price is the last traded price during the 5-minute period. Let's say the closing price is $1.30. Now let's see the flow of a red candle. Assuming that the candlestick is a 5-minute red candle, it means that the time period is 5 minutes and the price has gone down during that period. Here's how the flow of the 5-minute red candle might look. Step 1. Open. The opening price is the first traded price during the 5-minute period. Let's say the opening price is $1.30. Step 2. High. The high price is the highest traded price during the 5-minute period. It may occur at any point during the 5 minutes. Let's say the high price is $1.40. Step 3. Low. The low price is the lowest traded price during the 5-minute period. It may occur at any point during the 5 minutes. Let's say the low price is $1. Step 4. Close. The closing price is the last traded price during the 5-minute period. Let's say the closing price is $1.10. Now, if the market is highly volatile, steps 2 and step 3 might interchange. Meaning, for a green candle after opening, the price might go to the highest price first, then come to the lowest point, then go to its closing price. But step 1 will be always open and step 4 will be always close in all candles. There are candles which have only a body but no wicks. They are called marubozu. A typical example is given in the PDF. Marubozu is a candlestick pattern that represents a strong price movement in a single direction with no significant price reversal during the period. In a bullish marubozu, the opening price is the same as the low price, and the closing price is the same as the high price, resulting in a candlestick with no wicks or shadows. This indicates that buyers controlled the price from the beginning of the period to the end, and there was no significant selling pressure during that time. Conversely, in a bearish marubozu, the opening price is the same as the high price, and the closing price is the same as the low price, resulting in a candlestick with no wicks or shadows. This indicates that sellers controlled the price from the beginning of the period to the end, and there was no significant buying pressure during that time. A marubozu is considered a strong indicator of a trend, indicating that the buyers or sellers are firmly in control of the market. Lastly, let's go to TradingView.com and see how to analyze a candlestick. On the top center of the chart, you will be able to see the open, high, low, and closing prices of each candle. A screenshot of EURUSD is given in the PDF for reference. Additionally, I want you to open up a chart and observe how each candle is formed in real time. Use 1-minute candles so that each candle forms in each minute, which saves you time. Thank you for listening. Happy trading! Are you a trader who is looking for a perfect trading strategy and mentor for your Forex journey? Do you want to be that 1% who is successful in the market? We will teach you the only strategy you need to make an average of 80% a month. Click on the first link in the description to access our Forex video course and one-on-one mentorship.